These exciting days, there are many ways to travel.
Well, our favorite way to travel is what we call soul transportation.
When we were kids, folks called it daydreaming. Some people call it meditation.
It's sort of biofeedback between you and your universe.
You just sort of relax and let your head go where it wants to.
Sometimes repeating a favorite word or mantra will help you get started.
Now slowly come together with a partner.
No matter what position you're in, take a moment to relax. Relax your toes, your legs, back, arms and fingers. Relax your neck and head.
Just relax. Keep it cool.
Now make sure there is nothing like furniture near you so you don't really trip.
Now close your eyes.
We're going to shut our eyes too and tell you what we see. It's a different way of looking at things.
I see a garden. Everything is green. Plants are growing all around. Best plants I've ever seen. You stretch your body like a growing plant. Keep your eyes shut. You are a green growing plant.
I see some children playing. Nothing's being said. They don't even have to talk. They read each other's heads.
Now try to sense what it's like inside your partner's head. Take some time to ask and quietly check it out.
Now we're traveling without a ship to a distant star.
Could have done it yesterday. It isn't very far.
Now with your eyes still closed, take off in your soul ship and visit a million different distant stars in 1 second.
Now everybody move gradually to the center of the room until everybody is gently touching. Think of where you are and who you are.
At this point, some children feel as if they are all one child made of many children.
Thank you. sooner or later, you'll realize...
A cloud shaped like a skull!
You need a vacation! The Caribbean! The Bahamas!
Oh, it's a cloud shaped like a bunny rabbit.
Or just the dark corners of your own mind.
Oh, honey, look. Look over there. A cloud shaped like a... No, don't look over there. Over there, a tree shaped like a puppy dog.
Psychotic travel. If you're going nuts, why not go with us?
If you're going nuts, go with us.
Look in the Yellow Pages or dial 1-800-CRACKED.
I need a vacation. I need a vacation.
Like a king in a swell hotel.
No swimming in a pool, shuffleboard or ping pong. No lying out in the sun. Everybody think of someplace new where I can go and have a lot of fun. Ah. A cool place.
You'll find it's even snowing in the month of June.
Give me a month and I'll fly to the moon. Get me set for launching. Count me down. Blast me off and I'll leave town. Send me up to Mars on Vanguard 6. I want to have a ball with those little green chicks. I need a vacation. Jupiter in the fall, and I'll be on the moon when it's over Miami in the winter. I need a vacation. Oh, I need a vacation. I need a vacation so bad. I need a vacation, please.
V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. In the summer.
Start of the fall.
V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N.
girl is rocking that Billabong bikini like she's sponsored. Asking me if I can rub that copper tone on her. Got a couple bucks, but I'm spending them like they pesos. Might be Motel 6 in, but it feels like Turks and Caicos. Put a little liquor in my coconut water. Party all day like you at your alma mater. Put a little liquor in my coconut water. The ice is starting melting cause it's always getting hotter. Singing, hey, playing all my jams in my Walgreens beach chair, working on my tan. Feels like it's Jamaica and I'm sipping on some red stripe. But I'm in Decatur, baby, crushing on that. At your alma mater. Put a little liquor in my coconut water. My eyes are starting melting, so I'll take another swallow. Singing, hey, let's party like we on vacation. Hey, hey, let's party like we on vacation. You know I got my toes up in the sand. Go on in my hand. Toes up in the sand.
Keep me moving. don't hear about pollution. I'm an air-conditioned gypsy. That's my solution. I watch the police in the taxi and miss me. I'm all about
I was hiking to the Yukon, I was carrying a heavy load, when it started Hank snowing, and a stomping tomcat crossed the road. Then along came a semi, hauling 30 tons of wheat. He said, I'll give you a ride, come on up and have a seat. Then he asked if I'd ever seen snowflakes of such humongous size. I said, listen, bud, I seen the whole true north strong and free with this here pair of eyes. 'Cause I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. I crossed the prairies bare, man. Breathe the mountain air. I traveled, I done my share, man. I've been everywhere, man. Yep. I've been to Cooksville, Stouffville, Streetsville, Bowmanville, Buttonville, Unionville, Oakville, Thornhill, Brockville, Belleville, Mellonville, Drummondville, Kentville, Kemptville, Centerville, Sackville, Wolfville, Springhill, Huntsville, Churchville, Orangeville, Walkerville, hanging on the windowsill. He said, whoa! I said, hang on, there's more! Etobicoke, Mimico, Scarborough, Simcoe, Kanso, Caslow, Orono, Windigo, Papineau, Minto, Bay, Camo, Oxbow, Glenbow, Yoho, Shibugamo, Nazco, Quetico, Bogo, Squamo, Chibucto, Toronto, Bonaventure, tell you, mister, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. I crossed the prairies fair, man. I breathe the mountain air. I've traveled, I've done my share, man. I've been everywhere, man. Then check it out. Ottawa, Wawa, Petawa, Pinawa, Quadra, Kippewa, Mattawa, Oshawa, Brampton, Halton, Hamilton, Malton, Queenston, Kingston, Burlington, Leamington, Thompson, Brandon, Picton, Schwinning, and I lost my map, so I had to begin again. Woohoo! Tobogamy, Kanogamy, Napanee, Kokanee, Kline, Hine, Sudbury, Gottesate, Dottisack, Chilliwack, Razorback, Shediac, Moose Jaw, Flintlong, Athabasca, Great Slave, Great Bear, Waterloo, Bugs Bear, Sailor on, Comacon, Okanagan, by Toboggan. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. I cross the prairies bare, man. I breathe the mountain air. I travel, I've done my share, man. I've been everywhere, man. Bay, Goose Bay, Thunderbuck, Thunder Bay, Yak Bay, Per Se, Blissville, Bubber Bay, Cranbrook, Cornerbrook, Shellbrook, Sherbrooke, Inuvik, Manitouk, Halliburton, Hadaluk, Bella Bella Bella, Kulu, Bella Bella, Bobby, Moncton, 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 St. Anne of Opry. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. I cross the prairies bare, man. I breathe the mountain air. I travel, I've done my share, man. I've been everywhere, man.
Let me tell you about my hometown, greatest in the Gopher State. I'll have to brag a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. Big D-U-L, U-T-H, Duluth, Duluth. Oh, that's my hometown, Duluth, Duluth. Oh, that's my hometown. You ever find so much good fishing? Where else could you find a city that's completely air-conditioned? Where are the largest inland ports and the greatest outdoor sports? Duluth, Duluth, oh, that's my hometown. Duluth, Duluth, oh, that's my hometown. UMD, aerial bridge, and Northland country clubbers, the North Shore and the Skyline Drives, and the Dukes for baseball lovers. It's recommended for a lifetime or just a day. Duluth, Duluth, oh, that's my hometown. Duluth, Duluth, that's my.
Vacation time coming after working all all year down at Big Roy's Heating and Plumbing. So one night when my family and I were gathered round the dinner table, I said, kids, if you could go anywhere in this great big world now, where'd you like to go to? They said, Dad, we want to see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. They picked the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. So the very next day we loaded up the car with potato skins and pickled wieners, crossword puzzles, Spider-Man comics, and Mama's homemade rhubarb pie. Pulled out of the driveway and the neighbors, they all waved goodbye. And so began our three-day journey. Picked up a guy holding a sign that said twine ball or bust. He smelled real bad and he said his name was Bernie. I put in a Slim Whitman tape, my wife put on a brand new hairnet. Kids were in the backseat jumping up and down yelling, are we there yet? And all of us were joined together in one common thought as we rolled down the long and winding interstate and off 53 to Soda. We're gonna see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. We're heading for the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Well, we couldn't wait to get there, so we drove straight through for three whole days and nights. Of course, we stopped for more pickled wieners now and then. The scenery was just so pretty. Boy, I wish the kids could have seen it, but you can't see out of the side of the car because the windows are completely covered with the decals from all the places where we've already been. Like Elvis Orama, the Tupperware Museum, the Boll Weevil Monument, Cranberry World, the Shuffleboard Hall of Fame, Poodle Dog Rock, and the Mecca of Albino Squirrels. We've been to ghost towns, theme parks, wax museums, and a place where you can drive through the middle of a tree, seen alligator farms and tarantula ranches, but there's still one thing we gotta see. Well, we crossed the state line about 6:39, and we saw the sign that said Twine Ball Exit 50 miles. Oh, the kids were so happy, they started singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall for the 27th time that day. So we pulled off the road at the Last Chance gas station, got a few more pickled wieners and a diet chocolate soda. On our way to see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. We're gonna see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Finally, at 7:37 early Wednesday evening, as the sun was setting in the Minnesota sky, out in the distance on the horizon, it appeared to me like a vision before my unbelieving eyes. We parked the car and walked with awe-filled reverence toward that glorious, huge, majestic sphere. I was just so overwhelmed by its sheer immensity, had to pop myself a beer. Yes, on these hallowed grounds, open 10 to 8 on weekdays, in a little shrine under a makeshift pagoda, there sits the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. I tell you, it's the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Decide to do that kind of thing. Oh, wouldn't it have 21,140 pounds of string? What was he trying to prove? Who was he trying to impress? Why did he build it? How did he do it? It's anybody's guess. Where did he get the twine? What was going through his mind? Did it just seem like a good idea at the time? We walked up beside it and I warned the kids, now you better not touch it, those ropes are there for a reason. I said, maybe if you're good, I'll tie it to the back of our car and we can take it home, but I was only teasing. Then we went to the gift shop and stood in line, bought a souvenir miniature ball of twine, some window decals, and anything else they'd sell us. And I bought a couple postcards, greetings from the twine ball, wish you were here, won't the folks back home be jealous? I gave her camera to Bernie, and we stood by the ball, and we all gathered round and said cheese. Then Bernie ran away with my brand new Instamatic, but at least we got our memories. So we all just stared at the ball for a while, and my eyes got moist, but I said with a smile, kids, this here's what America's all about. Then I started feeling kind of gooey inside, and I fell on my knees and I cried and cried, and that's when those security guards threw us out. You know, I bet if we unraveled that sucker, it'd roll all the way down to Fargo, North Dakota. Cause it's the biggest pot of twine in Minnesota. I'm talking about the biggest pot of twine in Minnesota. Well, we stayed that night at the Twine Ball Inn, and in the morning we were on our way home again, but we didn't really want to leave, that was perfectly clear. Said, folks, I can tell you're all sad to go. Then I winked my eye and I said, you know, I got a funny kind of feeling we'll be coming back again next year. Cause I've been all around this great big world, and I can't think of anywhere else I'd rather go to than the biggest spot of twine in Minnesota.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now it winds from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City is mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this lively tip when you make that California trip? You'll get your kicks and twist on Route 66. You twist. Oh, yeah, you twist, baby. Ah, San Juan. Down in Mexico. Hey, twist. Yeah, steady now, steady. Yeah, run it on. Ah, bye. This lively tip when you make that California trip. You get your kicks on Route 66. Yeah, you'll get your kicks when you twist on 66. You twist, you twist, and you roll and rock, and you're round and round.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are. Me, where am I? Well, I don't really know for sure. I'm on the road, taking a small vacation from the realities of the world, when we had to stop and think about Chuck Berry. I met Chuck once. It was a dark, stormy night, and I'll never forget what he said to me. He said, "Hey, kid, you're standing on my damn wire. Get the hell off." I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Berry." And he smiled. And it was like the room lit up. So anyway, this week, like I say, we're on the road and traveling about to various places. We started with something called Soul Transportation from Bruce Hack, featuring Miss Nelson, Miss Esther Nelson, a collaborator of his for many, many years through many, many albums. Bruce died in 1988, right about the time I first became acquainted with him. Head and Leg after that, Psychotic Travel. We all need a little of that. Jim Backus needs no introduction. I Need a Vacation. And then three vacation songs. Shelley Fabre first, covering Connie Francis. Shelley was friends with Annette, which put me in a bit of a dilemma because I had serious crushes on both of them, apparently at the same time. So to both of them, I say I'm sorry. I was not cheating on either of you. We heard from the Go-Go's from 1982. Go-Go's, I'll bet you they reunite again, except for Kathy, of course, but you can't keep them down. They were a magical outfit, and there you go. Thomas Rhett after that, Vacation. Going Mobile was Pete Townsend. Came off of the Lifehouse collection. A guy named Mike Ford, a version of I've Been Everywhere in Canada. There are so many of those. I'm contemplating whether I should make a whole show out of them or not. Please, please talk me out of it. Claire Stewart, Duluth. My hometown. I've been to Duluth, and you know, Duluth is at the weirdest place in the world. It's a frozen city, and it's on the side of a very steep mountain. But the cool thing is, if you go there in the winter, you can take a walk on Lake Superior. Weird Al Yankovic, the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota, which I am given to understand is just outside of Sauk Center, Minnesota, kind of in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the state. And then Route 66 from Louis Prima with Sam Butera and The Witnesses. All right, so, you know, every once in a while, you just got to get away. You got to get away. I remember all those Southwest Airlines commercials. Want to get away? I do, and I am. I'm away. Like I say, I have no idea where I am. We've been traveling around for days, kind of aimlessly, with the headlights out, on fumes in the car, living off McDonald's and Burger King. So, what can I tell you? I'm not in such great shape. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just bring you back to the music place. And we'll all have a good time together, okay? See you in a bit.
Montreal, and I love her, and I miss her so much since I've been away. I have my baby in Montreal, and I love her, still I miss her so much since I've been away. That is why I have the Montreal Canada blues. I'm going to Grand Central Station near 42nd Street. Gonna purchase a ticket to take me near my girl. She's my baby, and yes, I love her so. That is why I have the Montreal Canada blues. Montreal is fine and mellow, seen Captain Street, the street of my dreams. Everything seems to send me to Montreal. That is why I have the Montreal Canada blues. Montreal Canada blues. I've got my baby in Montreal, and I love her, and I miss her so much since I've been away. I have my baby in Montreal, and I love her, still I miss her so much since I've been away. Hey, that is why I have the Montreal Canada blues. So take me to Grand Central Station, round 42nd Street. Wanna buy me a ticket, would you take me to my girl? She's my baby, and oh, I love her so. You know that is why I have those Montreal Canada blues. Montreal is fine and mellow, seen Captain Street, the street of my dreams. Everything she sends me from Montreal, which is why I have those Montreal Canada blues. Those crazy Montreal Canada blues.
the girl, her name Teresa, was so fat that I had to face her. Found it very hard to face her. Wrote her out with pink eraser, going down to Bloomfield Center.
Argued on the Channel train to Paris. The Van Rouge helped us make it sweet again. But by the time that we got down to Lyon, everything I said was wrong, and you cursed me in the rain. We split up for a while in Barcelona. We met up 6 days later in Madrid. I was hoping that the break would make things go a little better for us, and for a little while it almost did. Now I'm in a bar in Copenhagen, and I'm trying hard to forget your name. And I'm staring at the label on a bottle of Cerveza, and every fucking city feels the same. Said to call you when I got to London. A French girl told me that you'd left a note. I said to her, I like your accent, and she thought I sounded funny, so we ended up drinking in Soho. Foolishly, I followed you to Dublin. Like a ghost, I walked the streets of Temple Bar, and all the bright young things were throwing up their Guinness in the gutters, and once I thought I saw you from afar. Now I'm in a nightclub in Helsinki, and they're playing La Vida Loca once again. And I can't believe I'm dancing to this crap, but I'm a chance here, and every fucking city sounds the same. At a cafe in the port of Amsterdam, an email from you said you'd gone to Rome. minute I thought maybe, but my funds were running low. And anyway, it sounded like you weren't alone. So I headed north until I got to Hamburg. A chilly city suits a troubled soul. And on the Reeperbahn I paid a woman far too much to kick me out before I'd even reached my goal. Now I'm in a restaurant in Stockholm, and the waiter here wants me to know his name. And I can order sandwiches in 7 different languages. But every fucking city looks the same. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, hasta la vista, baby. Every fucking city's just the same.
Fire in the mountain, winds are blowing, we're going to war. Get it going. You come along from out of nowhere. You took my heart and set her free. Wonderful schemes, wonderful dreams get nowhere. Every hour is sweeter than a flower to me. Scrim-a-rink-a-dink-a-pink, and that's why I keep a-thinking. If you go back off to nowhere, leaving me with a memory, dear, I'll stick it home, a-hoping and a-trusting that you'll come a-busting out of nowhere, toting along someone, someone to love for me. Now, a feller asked me the other day what I liked about that spot. So I got together some arguments to prove what it was we got. I phoned the president and the king of Norway and a little guy called Max. And man, they really told me off. So here's the facts. Ain't neither north, south, east, or west, but it's a place my mammy loved the best. The gravy there don't spill on your vest, and that's what I like about nowhere. So won't you come with me to old nowhere, where things are corny and the corn is hairy. We'll fry a fig and broil a berry, and that's what I like about nowhere. When you're living there, you're on cloud 8, you're solid Jackson, solid gate. Living, I reiterate, and that's what I like about nowhere. If you want a million, just write your check, and when you're in that railroad wreck, nobody takes that engine off your neck. That's what I like about nowhere. If you meet a babe that comes from there, you purr and smirr, have a love affair. You can't help it and she don't care, and that's what I like about nowhere. Did I tell you about your place called Ditmadooty? It ain't no city, but it's a beauty, and that's where I met my sweet Patootie on Ditmadooty. Got queens from New Orleans, lamb shanks or dandelion greens, but the gals never grew out of the teens, and that's what I like about nowhere. We ain't got a lot of things to boot, like that there vanilla and chocolate and tutti fruit, but we got Drooper Q Padroot.
Who's he?
Nobody who cares a hoot, and that's what I like about nowhere. We got no taxes, got no dough, ain't even got mother-in-laws. Ain't got alarm clocks, radio, it's a no-man's land of Oz. No liquid sunshine, legal hogwash, ain't got nothing like that.
Man, you name it, and if we ain't got it, we won't get it.
That's what I like about nowhere. That's what I like about nowhere.
Ah, you can prove that you're a mouse by eating cheese beneath the house.
So ride 'em, cowboy, ride that pony nowhere.
You come to me and you got nowhere, trying to bring your love to me.
In the mountains at an old corn still, back in the mountains in the Tennessee hill. I like the still and I like this juice, but the revenue and men just cut it loose. Traveling boogie, dodging cannonballs, I left that place just like a scalded dog. I caught a freight train and the very first stop, the town was surrounded by 70 cops. Over the hill, you ought to seen me run. Went the Gatling guns, traveling boogie, just a kicking up dirt. You could have played a game of marbles on the tail of my shoes. And the lions were there. A lion broke loose and started to the crowd, and I couldn't help from hollering out loud. I felt a runnish, plumb lost my sense. I left my bridges hanging on a barbed wire fence. Hopped on a ship to sail the ocean blue. Saw an iceberg coming right off I flew. Everybody said, ain't that child a fool? But when it struck, I was in Liverpool. Traveling boogie, scared half to death. I was on dry land before I took a breath. Night. She hugged me and she kissed me and she held me tight. Everything was going along real fine till she whispered in my ear, will you be mine? Traveling boogie, no wedding bells. That's for people that are crazy. I'll take a padded sail.
Time I was down in East Texas, my car broke and I had to fly. Well, the only one left with a plane leaving that day was an outfit called Boll Weevil Airlines. Ticket only cost me $3. That's when I got the feeling something wasn't right. I really got suspicious when the ticket agent told me for just $2 more I could sit inside. Didn't take long for me to figure out that this sure wasn't a champagne flight. For instance, when I noticed it said stand by to jump where they usually have a no smoking sign.
I wanna go home. I just wanna go home.
And then this captain got on that little walkie-talkie. He said, good afternoon and welcome to flight. Well, it don't really matter that much, cause if you're on the wrong plane, it's too late now. We'll be flying about, anywhere 50, 65 feet, cause of the broken windows. If you need anything, there's two buttons on the arm of your chair. One of them signals the host eye, Patsy Possum Lips, and the other jacks you through the roof of the plane. I forget which is which, but if you're wrong the first time, you won't get another shot at it. No smoking because of the gasoline leak. Thanks for flying. Good luck.
I wanna go home. I just wanna go home.
I guess that steward I noticed my pale condition. She tried to assure me there weren't no danger. That made me feel better, so I sit back and relax. Took out a cigarette and lit up a finger. Oh, I've never been so happy in all my life as I was when that plane finally come to a stop. The sturdy said, please return the magazines to the rack. We just crashed through the airport coffee shop.
I wanna go home. I just wanna go home.
And that pilot was one of them fun people. Got on the plane and yelled, bonsai. That's what the seat belts is for. Nobody could get off.
If the pressure of life has got you down and you want a little rest from your hometown, well, I know a place that'll really suit. It's a little old pub called the Wobbly Boot.
in the cool beer garden with the grapevine roof, where the atmosphere is tension proof. You never will find another substitute for peace of mind like the wobbly boot.
In the Tarabocca Villa by the McIntyre River, where the ducks are playing and the fishing cute. Come and water in the measure of the ease and pleasure, cause time means happy and the wobbly root.
If it's rodeo time when you arrive, the little old town really comes alive. And when the day is done and they close the chute, well, they buck them all again in the wobbly boot. When the sleeper cutters come in from the scrub for inspection day, they go to the pub. And when the timber's passed and they draw their loot, well, they cut the biggest alleys in the wobbly boot.
In the town of Bogabilla by the McIntyre River, where the ducks are plenty and the fishing's beaut. Come the water in the leisure of the ease and the pleasure, cause time means happy at the wobbly boot.
In a fine display, there are trophies galore for boxing and darts on the barroom wall. The locals are proud, cause there's no dispute, the proof is there in the wobbly boot. So pack your bags and your fishing gear, come on out and we'll greet you here. And we'll raise our glasses in a grand salute to Big Glen Bryan in the wobbly boot.
In the town of Wobbly Boot by the McIntyre River, where the ducks are plenty and the fishing's cute. Come and water in the leisure of the ease and pleasure, cause time means happy at the wobbly boot. Oh, time means freedom at the wobbly boot. Yeah, time means living at the wobbly boot.
England salutes the Commonwealth in Sanj. A distant bugle. Australia, Australia, I think of you each day. Australia, Australia, at work or at play, we think of you in the morning and in the evening at all. We even wake up at midnight so that we can think of you. Australia, Australia, though we're millions of miles apart. Remember, if ever we chase you, you've got a jolly good start.
It was 1950 in England, but still only 1861 in Australia. Such is the difference in time twixt these two great countries. The Australian bush, 1860. The Ned Kellys are seated astride their breakfast.
All gone, Nutty. All gone.
All right, Dan.
Drop everything, Australian criminal cobbers. So, that's what happened to the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Hey, what do you jokers want?
I'll tell you what we jokers want. You've been stealing sheep.
That's a dirty lie.
Bah.
Dan, go and let that dog out.
I'm sorry I misjudged you, Australian cobra. So, you have been stealing sheep. Hands up. Down. Up, 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 down. When I take prisoners, I like them fit. Now then, cobars, are you going to come quietly, or do I have to use earplugs?
Hey, just a moment, Trooper Moses.
Yes.
Let us go, and I'll tell you where you can find your dear old long-lost mother.
Where?
She's in Bathurst Jail, and she's going to be hung tomorrow morning.
Thank heaven she's safe.
Yes, it's all coming back again to me.
That's why we think of you every morning and in the evening at all. We even wake up at midnight so that we can think of your Australia, Australia. We love you from the heart, the liver, the kidneys and the giblets, and every other
day to do it on, get a moving on the Buckingham beat. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice real sweet girl.
Dick a dum dum, a 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 dick a dum dum.
I gotta go to Portobello, gotta sort of sell a little old antique or two, blow it all on a Savaro suit. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice real cute
girl. Dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum.
Get a cute, get a pretty girl, get a pretty go go girl and go boy. Saturday, that's a powder day. Gonna chat away to the girls who stop to stare in shops and boutiques. Lend me your fiver, I'll pay you in a few weeks. I'll take you to there. Even better, get a bus or get a double decker to the town around. Stay aboard till the weather gets dry. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice real shy girl.
Dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum, woo! A dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum.
Get a car, get a mini car, get a mini go-go car and go, boy. Anytime that the day is fine, you can find a line of the boys who start to seek that certain real one. Lend me your fiver, I'll bring you back a spare one. I gotta go to Piccadilly, gotta Piccadilly of a day to do it on. I gotta move on to Buckingham Beat. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice real sweet girl.
A dick a dum dum,
yeah.
A dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum. A dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum. A dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum. A dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum. A dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum. A dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum. A dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum.
There's a little spot of land in the western end of Lake Erie called South Bass Island. And my friends, you owe it to yourself to go there for a purely philosophical experience. Thousands of people do each year for spiritual rejuvenation and soul cleansing. What mystifies me is they all come back with a big smile on their face. The last of May, the Puttin' Bay, is when the fever strikes. The island reeks of city freaks and moped mini bikes. The townies pray for Labor Day and then thank God they're gone. The cannons rock at Miller's Dock and island life goes on. I survived the South Bass Island summer of 82. And if you listen well to me, you can't survive it too. You're just a drunk a month or two, or maybe even more. And
And if you're good, you can drink yourself into the summer of 84. There's more Damn Dance on Old South Bass, and it'll give you fits. The girls don't care about what they wear. Just look at all them swimsuits. They'll jump and shout and all cry out for a Patrick Daly tune. With liquored breath, they look like them. Lord,
it's only June.
I survived the South Bass Island summer of 82. And if you listen well to me, you can survive it too. You just stay drunk a month or two, or maybe even more. And if you're good, you can drink yourself into the summer of 84. Lord, I survived the South Bass Island summer of 82. And if you listen well to me, you can survive it too. You just stay drunk a month or two, or maybe even more. And if you're good, you can drink yourself into the summer of 84. Lord, if you're good, you can drink yourself into the summer of 84. I said, if you're good, you can drink yourself into the
Trucker and a boy. Been across this USA All right, we're going home now. We got it figured out. So, what have we been hearing? Well, let's see. We started with Mitch Friedman, old-time friend of WFMU. By the way, congratulations, FMU, for making your goal during the marathon, guaranteeing us that we will have FMU to kick around for some time to come. Good to hear. Mitch Friedman, Montreal Canada Blues, covering Eddie Murray. Not the first baseman, of course, but the other Eddie Murray. The stepping high guy, you know him. Comic Kazi, after that, a local group from Bloomfield. A recording produced and engineered by George Luvis, a friend of mine. Going down to Bloomfield Center. I've done that many times myself, especially when I lived there. Paul Kelly, after that. Every fucking city. And you know what? Every fucking city starts to look like Bloomfield after a while. Paul Kelly, don't know anything about him. And I'm not going to tell you even if I did. Red Ingle and the Natural Seven. Nowhere. That's what I like about Nowhere. Travelin' Boogie was Zeb Turner. Zeb Turner was born William Edward Grishaw and apparently preferred the name Zeb Turner. So, just for the record, he was from Lynchburg, Virginia, and had a brother named Zeke. All right, so let's see. Don Bowman after that, who was from Lubbock, Texas, died in 2013. Boll Weevil Airlines, and I walked into a record store in Nashville, Ernest Tubbs record store, and asked him for records by Don Bowman, and they looked at me as if I'd better get out of there right the fuck now. So, okay, I did. Wobbly Boot Hotel was Stan Koster. That's in Australia. And then Australia from the Goons, Peter Sellers, Spike Milligan, and Harry Secombe. That was mostly, of course, Spike Milligan. Des O'Connor, Dick-a-Dum-Dum, right? Yeah, sure, why not? I think that speaks for itself. I Survived the Bass Island Summer of 82. Michael Kelly Brewer and Stephen Sharon. Apparently that's in Lake Erie or something. You know, don't know. I've never been there. I'm not going to make it this year either, but I will let you know if I do. Rolling Home to Rockford, Illinois, from an album called Make It in Rockford, a local production from Rockford, Illinois. Rockford, Illinois is the third biggest city in Illinois after Aurora and Chicago. 149,000 people, numbered the Cheap Trick people. All four Cheap Trick members are from Rockford. You knew that, but did you know that Aidan Quinn is from Rockford, Illinois? I bet you didn't. I didn't know that until today. So, okay, we're on the home stretch. I got two more, and we're going to end it with Chuck Berry. So please, Chuck, rest in peace. We loved you.
Town. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Chris Paddock.
Damn, DC been nice to us today.
DC has been very nice to us today. And we got time for about one more, so we're going to bring it.
You want, they got it right here in the USA.